When someone dies, it can take months to sort out legal and personal matters. But if that life encompassed more than 70 years of international stage performances?
This is a few of the 3,000 or 4,000 photos and newspaper clippings and memorabilia that Mike left in my care.
Russ Reno's decades of friendship with dancer, acrobat, and longtime Anchorage resident Mike Medill ended when Medill died last September, leaving boxes full of memories from his life as a dancer and singer. As Reno pulls up some of the hours of video he has, it's clear that he truly admired Medill's performance skill.
Let's see here. Go to YouTube. I uploaded it to YouTube. Here's the Lucky Strike Hit Parade.
The Hit Parade dancers featuring Bobby Felice are in a flirtatious mood as they step out to that all-time favorite, China.
The thing about Mike that you could tell right away that he was performing is because of his classical background. He would go to point, everything was spot on.
He started as a child performer and had a career that spanned decades.
From the early 1930s clear up till recent, to 2013. And I thought I knew him. I mean, I've known him for most of my life, but I thought I knew him, and I was just shocked how much I didn't know about him.
Reno runs a tourism business from a cramped office across the street from the Hilton Hotel in downtown Anchorage. He called Medill uncle and said his favorite expression was, "You're only as good as what you do tomorrow," which may explain why Reno learned so much after the modest performer died. As he digs through memorabilia, Reno says Medill never bragged, but he could have.
That was just amazing when he would talk about it. He would be so matter-of-fact about things. You know, we're looking through this pile here. Here's an original NBC script. This one here is, I think, from the 1950s. Here is Paramount Studios. This is when he was in For Whom the Bell Tolls. We've got a...
He also could have dropped well-known names.
We've got old telegrams from... That is Sammy Davis Jr., and wishing him well when his first night Radio City Music Hall, he and Gil Johnson were headlining Radio City.
He started in television on the Milton Berle and Patti Page shows. Medill had a twin sister he performed with in the early years. His legal name was Percy, hers Gertrude. They didn't care for those, so on stage they went with Rusty and Rita.
And they're named the Sunshine Twins, as they had used many times on stage. Rusty and Rita went on and toured. They even took an airplane flight with Amelia Earhart when she was coming through California.
If you're not retirement age, you may not know the Lucky Strike Hit Parade, Nat King Cole, or Eartha Kitt, but you get the point. Mike Medill was well-known and well-traveled. A vaudeville performer, Medill developed curriculum for Chico State University in California and taught dance to students like Morgan Freeman. For rehearsals, he hired a young man for $2 an hour named Liberace. Reno's task is daunting, given the number of boxes of fragile documents, but he's determined.
You can tell by the ones we haven't done already, they're curling up like crazy. And you can see here that they're just, you know, if we don't do them soon, they're starting to crack and everything else. So we're trying our best to get them all preserved.
He says Mike Medill never stopped embracing new ideas.
Mike also had 2 doctorates. He found time to go to school at the same time. He also had a 3rd honorary doctorate degree from the President of Mexico.
He signed up to fight in World War II after a heckler ridiculed his astounding onstage acrobatics, saying he should put his talent to work defending the country. He was 17, but looked older. Embarrassed by the encounter, he forged his parents' signature and went to war, resuming his dance career after his service ended in 1946. By his early 20s, he'd traveled to 30 different countries. In Alaska, he taught dance at UAA and UAF. Reno says even after a severe injury in his 70s, he didn't slow down.
72, I think he was, when he broke his neck in 6 places doing a backflip on stage. As soon as he got out of his body cast, he started working out and getting in his garden and taking walks, and soon went back to work. That's when he went to work on the North Slope, started cooking, and then that's like a year later, he went to work for Princess and Hall American and started touring.
After the broken neck.
Oh, all after the broken neck, yeah.
Mike Medill went back to college at 76 and became a probation officer for the state. Even though Russ Reno has cross-referenced thousands of articles to verify Medill's prolific performance life, incredibly, he's still looking.
The only thing I wish we had more of was them as the Sunshine Twins. That's been the hardest thing to prove. We still haven't found, if anybody knows out there, Aunt Polly's Radio Hour, 1937, possibly that one also sponsored by Wonder Bread. Still not sure on that, though. Verdict's still out.
Russ Reno misses his uncle Mike Medill. He says Medill worked until a week before he died at 88, even though he liked to pretend he was 10 years younger.